This is Spinning on Air, and in the WNYC studio with me is a big band that has come from Montreal, Canada, to share their music with us. It's the Silver Mount Zion Orchestra and Tra-La-La Band, a big name for an ensemble that has two violins, a cello, a double bass, electric guitar, acoustic guitar, mandolin, and the mandolin player will play the drums as well. And they do some song-oriented material that's kind of got an orchestral approach, something that evolves gradually and often builds to pretty powerful climaxes. We're going to get to know their music. They're going to perform for us right now. Their first song is "There's a River in the Valley Made of Melting Snow."
Dark clouds and a harsh raking wind, and that battle staggered through three awful months there to stop for a minute to start up again. Your hands like birds in the trees, the trees themselves was all on fire. Your hips on mine made a choir singing Bruchata Adonai. And the river never made it to the lake, so the lake surrendered to the mountain, and the mountain's heart did can break at the sight of your nervous hand. So gently breathing, so my heart does softly swell. So her and me did greet the evening with much red wine and giddy yells. In these times of wandering soldiers building towers on ruined land, I hold my love to my belly and feel her breath fall across my hand. I have grown tired of the struggle, and I've grown tired of making plans. I think I'll quit to the valley, regain my strength, and start again where once we were some clumsy army. Now we are just lazy hands. I think I'll quit to the valley until the light moves me again. So let's link arms, sisters and brothers, and let's promise not to retreat. There is glory in our failure. So let's march to the rhythm of fatigue, to live our lives without leaders, to live in joy without fear. Let's walk together to the valley. Let the light redeem our tears.
That's the Silver Mount Zion Orchestra and Tra-La-La Band, with a name that belies the mood of their music. And they're performing here in the WNYC studio. I'm David Garland. This is Spinning on Air. This is a seven-person group from Canada, from Montreal, and they've brought a lot of equipment here into the WNYC studio, and engineers Rob Christensen and Ed Haber are helping us get a wonderful sound out of it all. And I want to be able to speak with some of you guys, but maybe have some more music first. Yeah, let's do it that way. Do you have another song ready for this configuration?
Yeah, we'll have to switch around some instruments, but we can play another song.
Yeah. Okay.
Dead Marines?
Yeah.
And it's just been pointed out to me that while the name of the band was pretty long the way I spoke it, I didn't even give the full name. The proper full name of my guests today on Spinning on Air is the Silver Mount Zion Memorial Orchestra and Tra-La-La Band. And our mandolinist has moved to the drum set. The band is ready to play God Bless Our Dead Marines.
Electric chair, electric chair, electric. Can no one be but a drowned whale was on a beautiful and strong. And the world is sick. Can no one be but a drowned whale.
A live performance in the WNYC studio by the Silver Mount Zion Memorial Orchestra and Tra-La-La Band. They consist of musicians who prefer to go only by their first names: Becky, Ephraim, Ian, Jessica, Sophie, Scott, and Terry. And they are here from Montreal, Canada, with their many instruments in hand, and each one of them singing as well as playing. We heard a song called God Bless Our Dead Marines. Again, it was a performance here in the WNYC studio, but it also appears on their recent album, Horses in the Sky. After you would open it up, the words appear that horses in the sky are too heavy to fly. Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. And words took us various places. The phrase avenge Nina Simone and dead kids don't get photographed and lost a friend to drugs and to marriage and to worry. And then our final chorus about no one can be well if the world is sick, but the dream of being beautiful and strong. This is a band that seems to have evolved over time. At one point, it was an offshoot of Godspeed You Black Emperor, another Montreal-based band that made quite an impression on the scene a few years ago, and I guess is not so active now.
No.
But so this is a few of the members of this band were part of that ensemble, and several CDs and albums have been put out by the band, but the name changes sometimes. I guess perhaps as the band changes itself, it changes its name. Okay, Ephraim,
exactly.
You're nodding, yes.
Yeah, I'm nodding. Yeah. there's been a lot of water under the bridge, so yeah, it's been a gradually evolving process for all of us.
And you didn't know where it was going when it started.
And we still don't.
Uh-huh. And yet it seems to have very much a group identity. So everyone contributes to the composition and to the lyrics. Is that the case?
Yeah, everyone contributes to the composition, yeah.
There is a political aspect to the nature of the band, to some of the statements that are made within the lyrics. And yeah, I get the feeling from the music that seems to be echoed in the words with which you just concluded the last song. The world's a rough place. Things aren't going the way we might like, but we've got to try to be beautiful and strong. Or is beauty and strength just a dream?
That's a big question. yeah, I mean, the idea in that last verse is that people often aren't beautiful or strong, even though they're trying to be, I guess.
Is music a pretty effective way for you folks to be beautiful and strong, do you think?
I think we all feel but ugly and tired right now, but so yeah, it's not the best health and beauty regimen that you could come up with, but we feel good playing together and singing together, so it's good for the heart.
Would you say that Montreal has been a good nurturing ground for this group and for other projects of yours?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think we would have been able to continue doing what it is that we do within this group and outside this group. I mean, the whole messy, tangled web of it, I don't think would have been possible without the geographic happenstance that ended up with us all being in the same city.
Mm-hmm. So it's more just the fact that you all were able to come together there than some circumstance of life in that city that makes it possible.
It would be a long process to parse out mm-hmm. The ways in which Montreal has
managed to sustain a thriving cultural, for lack of a better word, community over the course of a whole mess of years. Mm. So it'd be a long story. But it's not the weather, that's for sure.
You're all Canadian, is that correct?
We got one American in the group.
Uh-huh. Let's hear another song. And can you, Ephraim, or someone else, perhaps give an introduction to whatever song might be next? Or would you like it to just kind of happen on its own?
I think we could it could just sort of happen on its own. I think we'd be most comfortable with that.
Okay. All right. I'm speaking with the Silver Mount Zion Memorial Orchestra and Tra-La-La Band. I was speaking just now with Ephraim, who plays the electric guitar and sings sort of the lead vocal, though as you heard, everyone sings. And we've also got, let's see how they're reconfiguring themselves now. Terry is playing the double bass, and we've got cello and more violinists will be participating. Ephraim's moving to the acoustic guitar, trading places with Ian, who's going to pick up an electric. Our engineers are Edward Haber and Rob Christensen, making this complicated session sound pretty wonderful here in the WNYC studio. I'm David Garland. Maybe while we let them finish setting up, we'll take a quick break here on 93.9 WNYC and WNYC.org.
Hi, I'm Brian Lehrer. As the results roll in this election night, we'll be there to deconstruct the New York mayoral race, the New Jersey gubernatorial contest, the ballot questions, and everything else that happens behind the election booth curtain. We'll have political experts, and we'll get on-the-spot reports from members of the WNYC news team deployed across the region at campaign headquarters. Tune in Tuesday night beginning at 9 on 93.9 and AM 820 WNYC. On the air and on the web, WNYC is New York's complete election station.
WNYC is supported by the City University of New York, celebrating CUNY Month with open houses and financial aid seminars at CUNY's senior and community colleges in all five boroughs. Details at cuny.edu or 1-800-CUNY-YES. WNYC is supported by cultural arts partner The Public Theater, presenting The Ruby Sunrise by Rinna Groff, directed by Oscar Eustace, about two women a generation apart and the magic of television. Now playing. Tickets at telecharge.com. WNYC is supported by Dance Theater Workshop, celebrating its 40th anniversary with 40 Forward, a house party with building-wide performances by Donald Byrd, Susan Marshall, and 40 other artists. Free tomorrow. More at dtw.org. So back in the studio here on Spinning on Air, I'm David Garland with the Silver Mount Zion Memorial Orchestra and Tra-La-La Band, visiting from Montreal, Canada, and they're ready with another song for us here on WNYC.
Though dead hands ring the garden, and these are violent times, and violence brings more violence, and liars bring born defeated, worried, tired, and scared, and monsters build mean robots. launching rockets into the air. Of our nation, fed on angel blood, and our city shout with moneyed schemes built on twigs and mud, and our school look like prisons, and our prisons look like malls, and downtown's just a sick parade where no one cares at all. And our heroes all died crazy, broken, poor, shot. Let's celebrate the tragedy and sanctify.
Thank you.
sister's darling eyes.
That's the Silver Mount Zion Memorial Orchestra and Tra-La-La Band performing in the WNYC studio. I'm David Garland. This is Spinning on Air, and this band is here from Montreal, Canada, performing some of their songs for us. Now, is that also a song from Horses in the Sky, the new album?
Yeah, that song's called Horses in the Sky, even. So.
Okay. That's Ephraim speaking, who was singing the words primarily, though everyone sings, and it's a seven-person band here, male and female, I might point out, for radio listeners. And can you give me some idea of where the name came from?
The name of the band?
Yeah.
The band was first called A Silver Mount Zion, which was like based on a misheard song lyric.
Oh, really?
So we used that at the beginning, and then decided that we liked the Silver Mount Zion Memorial Orchestra and Tra-La-La Band better as a name, and that coincided with us adding new people to the band. Mm-hmm. And that's what we are. We're the Silver Mount Zion Memorial Orchestra and Tra-La-La Band, and that's our name. So.
And what's it mean to you to have this name that is hard to categorize and perhaps misleading in terms of the feel of the group?
See, I don't see it as, I see it as precisely leading. I think it's like, it's truly what we are. I mean, we're the Tra-La-La Band.
Well, Tra-La-La is sort of a phrase that I think of as a little bit of a shrug, but you guys don't seem to be the type of people who shrug.
We shrug, but Tra-La-La, like fa-la-la. I mean, like, you know, like notes on mm-hmm. On some sort of staff.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have one more song from the Silver Mount Zion Memorial Orchestra and Tra-La-La Band. And what is the title of this one?
The song is called Babylon Was Built on Fire.
Is this on one of the albums?
This is on the record called This Is Our Punk Rock, The Rusted Satellites Gather and Sing.
And the albums by our ensemble here today, under various names, but most of them having something or other to do with Silver Mount Zion, are on Constellation Records, and you can learn more about the releases on that interesting record label based itself up in Montreal, Canada, at their website, www.cstrecords.com. Constellation Records, it's cstrecords.com. So here once again, with a final song, is the Silver Mount Zion Memorial Orchestra and Tra-La-La Band on Spinning on Air on WNYC.
Terrible dream. The bombs were falling, and you were far away from me. In the woods where I sought shelter, sparks lifted by the wind, hopping and twirling. And in the hollow sky, 1,000 pigeons cried, and I could not reach you. And the whole world died. But oh, the beauty of those slender aching trees, and the birds so sweetly weeping behind those perfect leaves. and the flames upon the water so gently trembling. And this nightmare like a love song that once burned between you and me. Thank you.
Song from the Silver Mount Zion Memorial Orchestra and Tra-La-La Band, a performance here in the WNYC studio. I know that that particular arrangement of that song was kind of spontaneous here, and thank you for taking the chance with it, because I think it went to a beautiful place there.
Oh, yeah. That's great.
I'd like to just ask do I really even have a question? I just want to mention the topic of music and protest and politics and the mix of those things that seem to exist in your music. Clearly, you're not preaching to anyone. This is not didactic protest. But just the mere fact that you're talking about the sky being on fire and the missiles that are aimed from all sides at us and against the rest of the world, just the fact that those things are part of your words turns it into a political statement of a kind. That's an important element for you?
I mean, that song in particular, the idea was acknowledging sort of the generalized fear that we all live beneath all the time. And I think we spend a lot of time pretending that we're not afraid or having fear sort of hitched to some other train that's going to a terrible place. So the politics thing is always hard to talk about briefly and shortly. But, yeah. I mean, you know, yeah.
But it was interesting, I'm not even sure I understood fully exactly what the words were with the chorus when everyone sang, citizens in their homes and missiles in their holes?
Yeah.
Yeah. So then I did understand. But just the words citizens and missiles were all I really needed to catch to relate to the fear that you were trying to articulate.
It's also specifically about the fear of driving alone on an American highway at night and what that landscape looks like, empty parking lots and feeling that somewhere in the cornfields there's probably old buried silos. In the meantime, there's people with homes that butt right up against the superhighway. And it's a beautiful landscape, but also an incredibly frightening landscape.
I'm speaking with Ephraim from the Silver Mount Zion Memorial Orchestra and Tra-La-La Band. The whole group, all seven of them, have been here in the studio. Becky, Ephraim, Ian, Jessica, Sophie, Scott, and Terry. And they're visiting here from Montreal, Canada, coming through those American highways to get here to New York and share their music with us on Spinning on Air. Thank you, everyone, for coming into the studio and for the music.
Thank you.
I'm David Garland. This is Spinning on Air on New York Public Radio, WNYC New York, and WNYC.org. Please take a look at our website, WNYC.org, where you can find a page for tonight's Spinning on Air. And that'll include some links, so you can get to the Silver Mount Zion Memorial Orchestra and Tra-La-La Band website, and the website of the record company that puts out their discs, Constellation Records. There's also a slideshow of photographs of the ensemble in the studio. In the background is music from one of their CDs. And here on Spinning on Air, I bring you to the meeting points of art and pop each Sunday night from 7 to 8. And this autumn, we've had a wonderful series of performances that have taken place in our WNYC studio, unique recordings to share with you on this program. And next week, a songwriter named Brian Lipson will be featured, and chances are very good you haven't heard of him before. But I think you'll remember him once you hear him. He writes some unique and sometimes funny and often meaningful songs. So tune in for Brian Lipson and in subsequent weeks, more wonderful in-studio performances. There's also the Spinning on Air archive at WNYC.org, where you can help yourself to past programs anytime you feel like it. Enjoy them. On Tuesday, election night, you can find full election coverage right here at 93.9 WNYC and on WNYC.org. But if you want an alternative, I'll be performing at The Living Room along with a slew of other songwriters and performers. And that is at 154 Ludlow Street. I'm part of an evening presenting my music, so come and check us out. You can learn more at livingroomny.com. WNYC is supported by Media Studies at the New School, a master's degree program combining theory and practice in the study of film, video, audio, and new media. Open house tomorrow at 6. More at 212-229-5630 or mediastudies.newschool.com.